any of the great physical comedians. He is a, he's an amazing guy, but he also has a charm to him. He has an acting ability. He writes his own material, and then he, when he's not, when he wasn't doing the show during those years in the summertime, he would play all the summer theaters and do his stand-up stuff. He's one of the many that I worked with, who I love. I adored Jason Alexander, who played my son as George Costanza on it, because he was so supportive of me. I joined that show when the show was in about its fifth year as the father, as Frank. I came on, and they needed a father because the old father wasn't working out. And so I got the part, and then here I was, a new guy on the block, so to speak. When you come into a show that's running for 5 years, you need a little assurance from others around you. He and Michael Richards were especially embracing and really kind of took me under their, an old guy taking an old guy under their wing. It's a little unusual, but they were like, and so that the show, which I was on for one performance, and I only was signed for one, it brought me back 25 times as a recurring character, and it changed my life.
Oh, I bet.
At the age of, you know, I was in my late 60s, and who would think something like that could happen to an actor? Well, it when that ended, I actually got a call from CBS saying, and Michael Whitehorn, who was the producer, said they're doing a show called The King of Queens. They lost the father. They keep getting the people, they keep losing people, and they keep calling me. And I signed on to do this, the guy for one, replaced the guy, and it turned into 9 years. So figure it out. If you know, I know we're talking to senior citizens, addressing a lot of this to people. You never know what's going to happen to you in this lifetime. If you, all you have to do is just keep doing it. That's